The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Have an epic weekend of sport. The tail end of the Six Nations, where the trophy will be decided. We have the full agenda of soccer, including the League Cup final between Newcastle and Liverpool. We have the start of Formula One and the penultimate stage of the GAA Allianz Hurling and Football Leagues. Shane Hannan of Off the Ball joins me. Let's start with last night's results, because Tottenham and Man U, their season would have ended if they didn't win last night.
They would have completely. And morning, Ivan. And I was the stadium news, of course, came in during the week from Old Trafford, and that was the big news of the week. And I was actually thinking of you, because there was rumours that United might have to stadium share. That's not the case. Plenty of empty seats, of course, in the empty heads.
But they still haven't got the rats out of the Stretford end.
Well, this is it, yeah. But that stadium news was, of course, the big news, £2 billion worth. But
they did well last night.
They did. In fairness, the performance was better. 4-1 on the night, 5-2 in aggregate against Real Sociedad. Albeit Sociedad aren't an excellent team, but the Europa League is all United have to play for now in Ruben Amorim. They're hoping for Champions League football next season. They've been putrid in the league, 14th in the league at the moment. But the Europa League is that pathway. If they can get to that final on the 21st of May.
So they're down to the last eight now. Do we know the draw yet?
Yeah, so essentially they have Lyon next. Lyon, who are doing reasonably well in Ligue 1. But look, that's a team United should, with a few players back from injury, get over. Again, they'll have the home leg second in that one. And then if they're to progress to a semi-final, you have either Rangers or Athletic Bilbao. And the final is going to be in Bilbao in the Europa League this year, so there'll be a lot lying on that one. And like, a really good performance. Casemiro was good last night. Rasmus Højlund.
We needn't spend the entire time talking about Man U. What about Spurs?
Spurs were very good as well, in fairness, and they got the job done. It was decent. Troy Parrott playing for AZ Alkmaar, the Irish striker, of course, against his old club in Tottenham Hotspur last night. But it was a 3-1 win. A couple of goals for Odegaard, one for James Maddison. And to be honest, with Tottenham, it was job done. And Spurs don't always get the job done, as we know, but both teams progress into the last eight.
In the Premier League, there's a couple of big London derbies, including the commentary match on News Talk.
Indeed, Off the Ball have live commentary on Sunday afternoon from the Emirates. Arsenal versus Chelsea, 1:30 start to this game. I mean, Arsenal again, look, they're too far adrift of Liverpool to mount any sort of a title challenge. And yet, you know, even without a striker, they're struggling for goals a little bit, until they bang the goals past PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League. So all of a sudden you're thinking, well, Arsenal are back a little bit. Chelsea obviously coming to town. It's going to be a difficult game. Chelsea still battling for that top five. It looks like five teams in England are going to get Champions League places for next season. So that's a good game.
The Wembley League Cup final is entertaining enough. Newcastle Reds.
Yeah, Liverpool. Newcastle against Liverpool. And Liverpool is, you know, trying to get back after the disappointment of being knocked out of the Champions League on penalties during the week. That's going to be difficult, but Arne Slot is well able to get these players back up. Newcastle, look, they're off and on. Isak is obviously a brilliant striker. They have a really good team, Newcastle. But even in their 4-3 win over Nottingham Forest recently, they concede too many goals. I see Liverpool getting the job done in this one, Ivan.
Okay, all the final round of the Six Nations are on. Ireland against Italy in Rome at 2:15, followed by 4:45 in Cardiff, Wales, England, and then the final match, Scotland against France in Paris. I'm looking at the table here. Just tell us the permutations. Any type of win, or does it have to be a bonus point win? If England got a bonus point win against the Welsh, who aren't great, and France just got a regular win, there's only one point in it. Who would win in that event?
Yeah, well, you've got 16 points for France, 15 points for England, 14 for Ireland. If you look at it from an Irish perspective, we obviously need a bonus point win, and then we hope for, well, you could call it a miracle in terms of Scotland beating this French team, albeit without Antoine Dupont. I can't really see it happening. And then you want Wales to do us a favour in beating England. So like in that eventuality, England with a bonus point win, and any obviously win for us,
okay,
bonus point or otherwise, wouldn't be enough.
It's very much France's to lose.
It is. And look, this is the awkward thing with the Six Nations, in that the three final games are at different times. So France will know what they need to do come 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Ireland, of course, have the game against Italy. Jack Crowley back into the starting 15. Will he be off the Leicester Tigers? It's hard to know. That seems to be the rumour this week.
Six changes in the team. And of course, history in the making. O'Mahony, Healy, all hanging up their boots.
Yeah, sad day from that perspective. History to be made. And look, they've left nothing on the pitch for this Irish team. And look, they just need to get the job done. I talked about Liverpool parking the disappointment of during the week. Ireland need to park that defeat against France, because it was really disappointing. Elements of that performance that you just haven't seen from that Ireland team in quite some time. So hopefully they get the job
done.
Okay,
I'm a big fan of Formula One. Mm-hmm. I like Max Verstappen. What's new? So the first race is where?
First race in Australia this weekend.
Okay, so is it Lewis Hamilton has gone to Ferrari? Is that the big change?
That's the massive news. And look, it looks like there's going to be a bit of rain in Australia at the Grand Prix this weekend, which could add a little bit of an element to it as well. £100 million, this deal that was announced over a year ago, Lewis Hamilton to Ferrari. Looks strange seeing him in the red, but it actually works. He just turned 40 in January. He said during the week he can go till he's 50 racing. I don't know what he's going to do. Is this going to be a Michael Schumacher comeback in 2010 where he failed to really do much? Yeah. Like Lando Norris with McLaren is the favourite, Ivan, for the Drivers' Championship this year.
Is he?
They won the Constructors last year.
Red Bull and Verstappen started off great.
Yes.
And they just about survived. But as the season went on, they were losing time the whole time.
They were. And a lot of people expect McLaren and Ferrari to be battling it out this year. And also, Hamilton is number two driver at Ferrari, you would have to say, as he was under George Russell at Mercedes. Charles Leclerc is the main man in Ferrari. And it just looks like it's going to be a hell of a battle. And I don't know which way it's going to go, but it's going to be brilliant.
In a sentence, not forgetting, who do you think will win the Division 1 of the Hurling and Football League? We're getting to the wire.
Yeah, the hurling is...
Tipperary
look brilliant. Cork look excellent as well. They banged in the goals against Clare last week, so either one of those.
There's a big match in Galway. Dublin are playing.
There is, massive.
And in Croke Park, actually. Yeah,
yeah, and like these are two teams who probably want to get to a final. Galway haven't won an Allianz league title in a lot of years, so Galway would be my predictions for Division 1. And of course, my own Monaghan. In Division 2, Meath Monaghan in Partalton.
What are they in Division 5?
Division 2 this year, yeah, Ivan.
Please.
But listen, as Man City will be in Division 5 after all the charges come in, Ivan.
Talk about Hail Mary hopeless cases. Monaghan.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.